Weiter in Shas, we're in Bava Kamet, Daf Lamed Zayin, picking it up by the top of the page, by the Mishnah, by the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Shor Shu Muad Lamino. Let's see, have a shore that it became a muad only to its min, as we saw that it gored its own species three times. The Enomuad L'Shenomino, but it's not a muad for its Enomino. In other words, it doesn't go to other types of animals. Or Muad L'Adam, let's say it goes in and only attacks people. The Enomuad L'Behema, it's not a muad for Behema. Muad L'Katanim, it will go and go against small animals. The Enomuad L'Gedolim, but not bigger animals. As Shehu Muad Lo, the ones that it's a muad to, Mishalim Nezik Shalim, has to pay Nezik Shalim. The Enomuad Lo, the ones that it's not a muad to it, Mishalim Chatzin Nezik, it pays Chatzin Nezik. Amar L'Fnei Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Zeh Muad L'Shabbosos. Let's say you have one that's muad for Shabbos. As long as you see it do it, it does it one Shabbos, then the next Shabbos, then the next Shabbos. But not during the weekday. What's the din? Do we consider it like it's a muad for Shabbos? Be very interesting circumstance. That means if it gores on Shabbos, then it's called a muad. Nezek shalom. And if it does during the week, then it's called nezek chatzin nezek. It's a tam. Fascinating. Amalemi says then l'shabbos mishal nezek shalom l'mosachol mishal chatzin nezek. Inichinami. That's what we do. We break it down like that. Eimasayu tam. So how does that one become a tam? If it was, let's say, three Shabbosos in a row, Mishiyachsav Shlosha Yimi Shabbosos, when it goes three Shabbosos, you know, just three Shabbosos, and it will be a tam. I says, La'acha Shahua the Shabbosos, have you the fun of Shvarim Begimel Shabbosos? Velo Nogach Chazel Tumo. If it gets three passes in front of him for three Shabbosos in a row, and he doesn't gore them, Vim, then it becomes a Vim Chazel Nogach, Ein Mishalim, El Chatzin Nezek, then it becomes a Chatzin Nezek. Itmar Rav Zvira Amar. Every time the Mishnah said that Shorshu Muad Lamino, Ve'eno Muad L'She'eno Mino. Now even Machlokas, is that the Girsa? Is it Shor that's a Muad for its Min, and not a Muad of Eino Mino? Or is it just Shorshu Muad Lamin, Eino muad l'she'eino mino. Let's take a look. This is what it means. Rav Zvid Omer, ve'eino muad tanan. That we read it as ve'eino muad. Rav Papa Omer, eino muad tanan. And we say eino muad, which means to say Rav Papa is saying that an ox that's muad in reference to its own stuff is not a muad to animals that are not its species. Or like the first one is Rav Zvid, ve'eino muad tanan. I mean, let's backtrack it again to the first opinion of Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid, who says that the Girsa is like our Mishnah, that it's a muad for one thing, for let's say Shorshu Muad Lamino. We're going to see it goes on all of these cases over here, of Ve'eno or just Eino. Shorshu Muad Lamino, Ve'eno Muad L'She'eno Mino. What does that mean? That means we're talking about when it says it's not a muad for other animals, is saying that if the animal is a muad by its own species, of a cow to a cow, but it's known not to be a muad by other ones, right? Because it has the ability of attacking other ones and it doesn't do such a thing. And that then ends up by saying, for the ones that it's a muad, he pays full, but for the ones that it's not a muad, as we know it's not a muad, it only pays half. As opposed to Rabbi Papa says that we don't necessarily know what it is. We know it's a muad for a cow, but we don't know what it is for a horse. So, Rav Zvid Amar, Ve'eno muad, it's not a muad for something else. We know it's not a muad. Hastama have muad. That would imply that if the, in reference to if a cow to a horse, we don't know, then we assume that it's a muad for it also. Meaning, I know a cow has gored another cow and has become a muad for cows, but I never had the opportunity to be with any other animal, so I don't know what the case is. And now I see it goes in a gore as a horse. That's considered a muad and ezek shalim. Or papa amar, ain't a muad tanan. The stama lavi muad. We say that this, that's a muad for this, is not a muad for something is not a muad for something else. We don't say that it's gonna, that it's automatic for something else. And Rav Zvid, diak mi sefer. Rav Zvid, he learns out, he's a medayik from the Seifa. Rav Papa diak mi reisha. Rav Papa is a medayik from the reisha. Rav Zvid diak mi seifa, who says ve'eno to ketani muad liketanim ve'eno muad ligedolim. He says that one that is a muad for young animals, but not in reference to older animals. Right, that's the last of the cases. So that's what's called the Seifa. Iamet bishlama ve'eno muad ketani hastami have a muad. If you want to say that the Mishnah is saying, but it's not a muad, and that would imply that if we don't know, right, stama, have a muad, it's considered a muad. How are we mashma that? Because when it says that the owner pays chatzin nezek for the older animals when it's known to not to be a muad in reference to them, then it's saying that because we know that it's not a mu'ad. But if you wouldn't know that, then we'd say, hey, if it's a mu'ad for this one, it's a mu'ad for that one also. Ha'kom ha'shmalan, and we're just coming to tell you, da'afilu miketanam legedolam nami, that even in reference to young animals, to big animals, mistama have a mu'ad, then an ox that we don't know, if it's a stam, and we say it's a mu'ad. And therefore, yeah, and that's the chiddush the Mishnah is bringing out. Al iyamait ein amud ketani. If you want to say it's not ve'eno, but ein amud, then stama lo avimud. A stam case would not be mud. And hashta yeshlomar. Now one can say miketanim leketanim de alma stama lo avimud. If even from young animals of one type of species, young cows. To young cows, then stama lo avi mu'ad, if we don't know particularly, then it's not going to be considered a mu'ad for other types of minim. Miketan megedolim, then we reference the ketan megedolim of the same min, tzricha lemeimar to lo avi mu'ad. Would you have to even say that it's not a mu'ad? Obviously, it's not going to be. So, according to Rav Papa, it's extra, and therefore it must be the way that Rav Zvid spells it, ve ain't a mu'ad, and it's not a mu'ad. Says the Gemara, one second, Rav Papa, I'm going to Rav Papa say back in order to save himself. Itzrech, you need a teacher. You need the din of that if a shor is a mu'ad by young animals. It's not a mu'ad by older animals. Go, why do you have to say it? Kasaka da techamina. I would have thought. Holu parets bebahu mina. Once this ox broke through this concept of goring and started the process of doing it by Umina with this min, then Paretz Bei broke it out. Lo shna gedolim didei ve lo shna ketanim didei. It doesn't matter if it's big or it's small when it's its own type, and therefore it's called a mu'ad. Kamash balon, de lo avi mu'ad. That was coming to tell you that, nope, nice try. It's not going to be considered a mu'ad by gedolim. That was Rav Zvid, where he got him from. Rav Papa, diek mi reisha. He's meduyek from the reisha that you read it, eino. That it's not considered. Because Yamad Bishlam Eino Mu'ad Tanan Stama Lo Avi Mu'ad. If you want to say that the Mishnah is telling us that is Eino Mu'ad without the and is not a Mu'ad, which will imply that a ox, we don't know what the case is by Stama, and we say it's not a Mu'ad to other ones. Hakamash Malan, then he's coming to tell me, Da'afilu Me Adam Lo Behema Nami. Even from people to animals, stama lo avi mu'ad. A stam wouldn't be a mu'ad. Ella iamard ve'eno mu'ad ketani. Even when I say ve'eno mu'ad, says Rashi l'she'eno mino tenan. Even when I say it's not a mu'ad, then hastama, the inference would be that a stam on havi mu'ad would be considered a mu'ad, and therefore imply that a shor that's a mu'ad by its own min, but by other ones we don't know. We assume it's a mu'ad by them. Hashti yesh lomar. Now someone could say, mi behema le behema stama have mu'ad. From one behema to another behema, stam, when we don't know, we consider a mu'ad. Me adam le behema tzricha le meimar da have mu'ad. Then do we even have to say that this shor is considered a mu'ad by other animals? It's a lot more intense, a lot more brazen to be a mu'ad to people than it is to be animals. So if you're willing to go from Adam to Behema, obviously you're able to go and you're going to be a mu'ad to animals. So according to Zvid, the way he reads it, then this is extra. And therefore it must be the way we read it is that eino mu'ad and not ve'eino mu'ad. Rav Zvid, Amar Lecha, what would Rav Zvid say back to protect himself? Reisha achazarakai. When we said that an ox, it's considered a mu'ad by people, but not a mu'ad by animals, is talking about where he becomes a tam again. Kegon, to have a mu'ad la'adam, u'mu'ad la'behema. V'hadar bay mi behema. The kagabi behema tells us, Zimni v'logach, he was by an animal three times, and he didn't nogach, he didn't gore. But going back and goring from animals doesn't take you out from being that for a person. That there could still be a mu'ad. And if he goes and he hits another person, it's going to be nezek shalom, and if it's an animal, then it's going to be chatzi nezek. Mao de tema. What? So without the Mishnah telling us, then what we would have said is that Kevin de lo hadar b'miadam, since he didn't go back from goring people, the chazar de behema lav chazar, who going back on the animals is not considered a chazara at all. Kamash Malan, if it comes to tell you the Chazar de Behema Mia Chazarahi, Itaka is a Chazar when it comes to even one of them. So it comes out we need this even according to Rav Zvid. Now, what comes out is that Kumtuch Oysten from the Gan Sazachen is that the way Rav Zvid understands that the Mishnah is saying that an ox that is a muad in reference to peeps by people, that it's a muad by animals also. Frak the Gemara, Meisvei, Som Chesomer, Muad Le Odam, Muad Le Behema. Mikal v'chomer, mal adam muad. In reference to a person, an ox is a muad. It's going to gore him. Lebehema lo kol shekein michlal. In other words, if it has the guts to go against a person, of course it's going to go against an animal. Michlal the Tanakama ain't no muad kamar. For the fact of saying is that the Tanakama must say that it's not going to be a muad for a behema, which goes against what Rav Zvid says. Amalucha Rav Zvid, he'd say back, Sumchus Achazarakai. Sumchus is going back on when we want the animal to become a tam again. Vachigamar le tam, is what he's saying to Tanakama. Dika amat chazar de behemah chazari, that what you said, that going back and when you once were a muad for behemah and going back to a tam, that the gomer chazar behemah chazari, chazar de behemah lav chazari. I say that it's not considered a chazara. Mikal v'chomer Adam, from a kal v'chomer from Adam. Huma me Adam lo kumahadabe, if it hasn't stopped from it's going back on people, me behema lo kol shekein, then obviously it hasn't stopped from going animals. If it's still going people, then it's not stopping from going animals. What comes out from this discussion over here, that this machlok, according to the way Rav Zvid is understanding, this machlok is Tanakam and Sumchas are arguing if a muad to people and animals will go back to tam animals if it stops to go after them, goring them. But it's not discussing whether a muad in reference to people is considered muad by animals as well. And that, according with in reference to that question, Tanakam maybe would agree with Rav Zvid. So now we look the opposite way. Amar Rav Ashi, Toshima, started back up our Zvid. They said before Rabbi Huda, Harei zeh muad l'shabasos, ve'ein muad l'yom ha'chol. Amar lahem, what's going to be the din? He says, Amar lahem, l'shabasos misham azik, shalom l'mos ha'chol misham l'chazin azik. If it only does in Shabbos, not during the week, then what's the din? The answer is, for Shabbos is a muad azik, shalom during the week. It's not chazin azik. Amar b'sham ve'ein muad l'katani. Everyone says, it says, ve'ein muad, like Rabbi Zvid says, she'yul Yehuda kam m'shalilei. And then this is what they're asking. They're asking him a question in reference to this case of an ox that's a muad by Shabbos, not weekdays. Vehu nami kamahadalu. And he also was answering them in reference to that. Eliyamat ain't a muad katani. But if you want to say it's not ve'eno, but just ain't a muad katani, that they were stating that a muad regarding Shabbos is not a muad during the week, like our papa said, then agmurehu to come magmurele. I'm sorry, muadhu to come magmurele. Rabbi Huda's students telling the teacher what the din is, doesn't make sense that they would speak to him in such a way. Vesu, and not only that, if that's what you want to say, then when he answered that the animal is not a muad in reference to the weekday, iu mai kamahadale, what exactly is he answering to him? That's exactly what they were just saying. That it has to be like Rav Zid says, ve'eno muad. Amar Avyanai comes and brings another writer of Zid, Mereshanami Daika. We could even make a diok from the Resha itself that we learn according to Rav Zid says, Ve'eno. Dekatani es Shemuad. From the Resha. Dekatani es Shemuad lo Mishalem Nezek Shalem, Ve'eno Muad lo Mishalem Chatzi Nezek. Iamrit Bishama Ve'eno Muad Katani. The Pushka Mefaris is coming to explain, right? We understand that the explaining this halacha, we're spelling out from the previous statement. Eliyamart, Eino Muad, Katani, not Veino, but Eino Muad, in which case, then it's its own statement. Like our Papa said, then Pascha, the Mishnah already finished talking about this. My Su, Es Shemuad Lo, Mishalim, Ezek Shalim. What's the further concept of the statement, or the sentence, when it says, for goring those things in reference to which is a muad, he pays nezek shalem. V'she'en muad lo mishalem chatzi nezek. Ad hashda loash me'inan. The hasa mishalem chatzi nezek. Muad mishalem nezek shalem. Right, we know this then already. You don't have to go and repeat it. Therefore, it must be like Rev Zvid explains, and that's ve'eno. Okay, so we kind of knocked that Rapapa on his face, but we come and ask the following of him, Tim Salomar, Nami Yisrael Rapapa. If you want to say that Rapapa also could be read, and he's correct, and then Ox is and a shore that is a moor in reference to one min is not automatically a moor to another. Nagach shore, chamor v'gamal, let's say he hits a shore, and then to a chamor, a donkey, and then to a gamal, to a hamka jamal, nas a moor l'kol. It becomes a mood to all of them, right? Rav Papa would say that went to all three things, therefore it's a mood in reference to all of them. Now, period. Sorry. Even Rav Papa would be maskim that is considered a mood to all of those particular animals. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan, Rav Shor Nagach. If you see a shore that goes in and he gores, a shore of Lo Nagach, and you see a second one, Raw shore nagach. If you have an ox that sees a shore and it gores it, shore lo nagach. It sees another shore and doesn't gore it. Shore nagach sees a third one and gores it. Shore lo nagach, a fourth one doesn't. Shore nagach, fifth one he does. Shore nagach, sixth one he doesn't. Nasa mu'ad l'seirugin l'shvarim. It becomes a mu'ad to alternative animals. Each alternate one. Rest is imigach mitzufin enu mishalim elachatzi nezek ala acharon. Tanu Rabbana and Rasha Nagach, Chamor Lo Nagach, Sus Nagach, Gamal Lo Nagach, Perig Nagach, Arud Lo Nagach, Nasamur the Suru Lakol. It becomes a Muad to all different types of animals. Ibai Lo Nagach. Beep, turn the page. I'm talking about page. Nagach Shore, Shore Vishore, Chamor Vigamal. Let's say a Gordian ox. And another ox, another ox, and then a donkey, and then a camel. What's the din? High shore basa, the last one, the third shore. Basa shvarim sedinilah. Do we throw it at the group of the other two before it? Va'akati l'shvarim hu diyad. So that even though it gored a donkey and also a camel, it becomes a muad in reference to the ox. Let me do a chuin aloyad, but it's not a muad for the other ones afterwards. Odilma, maybe high shore basra. We say shore, shore, and then after that, shore chamor gamal. Ve'yed le'le kulimine becomes a muad for all of them. Says Gemara. Another question. Chamor v'gamal, shore, shore, shore. Mahu, what's it then? Do we look at it as chamor gamal, shore, and now shore, shore, which gets to all of them? Or is it chamor gamal, comma, shore, 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 and then it's a shore. Hi, shore, comma, basa chamor v'gamal shedin and lay. Like we just said, ve'yed le'le kulimine. Kulamina, Odil min mine, Odil mabasa shvarm sidin lay, vakati lishvarm udiyat, Lamina akrino loyat. Third question, Shabbos, 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 Echad, Shabbos, Vishenim, Shabbos. Let's say he goes and he gores on Shabbos, 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 3 weeks in a row, and then the next one, Sunday, and then Monday. Ma, what's going to be the din? Ha Shabbos Basraisa, the third one. Basra Shabbos Hudashinim, does it go after the first two? Therefore, it's three Shabbos, and therefore, it's a shore. And therefore, we say, Vakatha the Shabbos Hudiyot, Leyumos Achol Loyed. Or then when we say, Basra Echad Bishabbos, Vishinim Bishabbos Shadin Alay, and therefore, it becomes every day of the week. Viyad Leyla Kuliyama. Number four. Chamisha Bishabbos, Ve'erev Shabbos, Vishabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Ma, what's the din? Hi Shabbos Kamaisa, Basra Chamisha Bishabbos, Ve'erev Shabbos Shadin Alay, and therefore, Viyad Lekuliyama, it's every day. Oh, Dilma, we say, Ha Shabbos Kamaisa, Basra Shabbos, Hu Deshadin Alay, Ulu Shabbos, Hu Deyardim, Vishabbos, Shabbos. Teku. The Gemara says, Teku for all of those cases. Now, Nagach Shor Yom Chamisha Sabachoda Zeh. Let's say he does it on the 15th day of the month. Yom Shisha Sabachoda Zeh. And the next month, the 16th. Yom Shiva Sabachoda Zeh. And the 17th, the next month. Pluk Tedra Rabashimon Sabachoda Zeh. Rabashimon Zeh. Itmar. Rasa Yom Chamisha Sabachoda Zeh. Yom Shisha Sabachoda Zeh. Yom Shiva Shiva Sabachoda Zeh. Right. We're talking about, again, here, Tazayin. Tazayin. I'm sorry. Yud Zayin Bachoda Zeh. Then what's going to be done? Rav Amar Rav says, Kavalah Vesis. It created a Vesis. That's like a cycle. It's talking about a woman becoming a nida. Ushmuel Amar, right? She becomes, this is her veses. And she has to assume she's going to see Dam the next month on the 18th, next on the 9th, next on the 20th. Ushmuel Amar, Ad Shetashalesh Bedilug, until she experiences three of them skipping in a row. So the first month, we don't really count. It'd have to be the second one, third one, and fourth month. and the fourth month that happens. Amar Rava Shama Kol Shofar V'Nagah. Chazik through the sound of a shofar and a gourd. Kol Shofar V'Nagah. Kol Shofar V'Nagah three times. Nasamud L'Shofar. So it was a mood for shofros. So it's going to pshita. Obviously, no. The time we thought Ha Shofar Kama Siyuta Ba'Almahu Denakde, that the first shofar was nothing more than a sudden it scared it for the animal, and then it shouldn't become a muad. Kamash Belan comes to tell you, nope, that even that first one is considered a part of it, and you don't need a fourth one in order to get to become a muad. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. We're going to talk about over here two things we brought up way, way long time ago in the Tes Amud Beis. Now, here we go. Shor shel Yisrael shenach, shor shel Hektish. If you have the shor of a Yid, and it goes in and hits one of Hektish, v'shel Hektish shenach, shor shel Hedyot, Pater. They're going to be part of the first case. The regular Yid doesn't have to pay the Beis HaMikdash Hektish. And the second one, it doesn't have to go and pay this person. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Shor Re'ehu, V'lo Shor Shel Hektish, not of Hektish. Next, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shor Shel Kanani, of a guy, Potter. It's going to be Potter. Shor Kanani, so we're going to Shor Shel Yisrael, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, Mishalim Nezek Shalem. If it's coming from the guy to the Yid, you got to pay full on. It's from the Yid to the guy, then it's going to be Potter. Zok the high looking Gemara, assistant to the local Shimon Manasseh, it does not go according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasseh, the time looked in a Bryce. Shor Shel Hedyot, Shenagach, Shor Shel Hektish, Shenagach, Shor Shel Hedyot, Potter, Shenemar, Shor Re'ehu, Velo Shor Shel Hektish, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh Omer, Shor Shel Hektish, Shenagach, Shor Shel Hedyot, Potter, you're going to be Potter if it's a Hektish goes to the Hedyot. But Shel Hedyot, Shenagach, Shor Shel Hektish. But if it's the opposite, if mine is a regular head yod, my shore goes and does the shore select, if bain tam bain muad, and shaling nezik shalom, you got to pay full on. So clearly, our mission doesn't go like him. Amrei, so they said, my kasava Rabbi Shimon, what does Shimon Manasseh hold? Irei ehu dafka, I feel shal head yod, shenaga shal hektish, then liftar should be potter. Vire ehu lav dafka, then I feel the hektish nami ki nug the head yod, should be the chayev. Manav shach, either should be all potter or all chayev. What's going on here? If you want to say li olam kasavar eu dafka, it means dafka, and that's why if the hektish is going to be putter when it goes and it mazik omiu the hedyot kinogach the hektish hainu tam nuchayev. But still, even though re'eu means that, still hedyot would be chayev. Why? Mishum to come maisi lei mikal v'chomer the hedyot. If you learn a kal v'chomer from hedyot, omai hedyot shenogach shel hedyot chayev. Kinoch the hektish lo kol shekin the mechayev. If you're going to be chayev for hitting hedyot, of course for hektish. Dayo lavo min adin. Sorry, you can't bring that as the kal v'chomer here, because we know that dayo lavo min adin lios kenidon. It's enough for that which is coming from a certain halacha to be the same as it. Ma lahalon tam chatzin nezek. Just like there, with the ox of a regular person of another regular person's chatzin nezek, kochanami chatzin nezek, where it goes into from the regular person to the beis hamikdash. Shimon Manasseh said that even a tam that goes on the hektish is going to be full on. This is why I remember this gemara from much earlier. So therefore, it's not going to be a kal v'chomer. So what's pshat? Shimon Manasseh says he's going to be chayev. Elam Rish Lakish Hakol Hayu Bechlan Nezek Shalim. All the cases of damage that happen from the acts of a regular person are included in Muad Nezek Shalim, even if this belongs to the Hektish. If a Muad is going to be chayev for Nezek against a Beis Hamikdash, a Tam is certainly going to be chayev for it. Kishaparat L'cha Akasav Re'eyu Gabe Tam. So when it says Re'eyu by a Tam, Re'eyu hu de Tam Mishalim Chazin Nezek. That is when Re'eyu from his fellow, that is when the owner of the Tam pays Chazin Nezek. Michal de Hektish becomes a Hektish. Bein Tam Bein Muad Mishalim Nezek Shalim. In such a case, you're going to have to pay Nezek Shalim, complete and total damages. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Ches de Im Kain. If you wanted to say that Re'ehu should potter a person from paying for the Hektish, Nichtov Kor Lahai Re'ehu Gabe Muad, it should have been written by Muad, and we would know that whether the animal was a Tam or a Muad, he's going to be potter. But the Pasuk says it by a Tam. Therefore, it's not coming to exclude it from paying, but only to exclude him from Chatzin Nezek of Tam. And Shimon Manasseh says that one he paskins one who's tam ox damages an ox from the hektish is going to be chayef to pay full on. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.